What separates those who soar from those who settle? It's not talent, connections, or luck. It's the audacity to think bigger than their circumstances. Most of us walk through life with invisible ceilings we've constructed ourselves, never questioning whether they're real. We dream small, plan smaller, and wonder why our lives feel cramped. The truth is disarmingly simple. Your achievements will never exceed the boundaries of your imagination. When you expand how you think, you expand what becomes possible. Everyone wants success. Everyone wishes for a better life. But wishing and believing are worlds apart. Belief generates the power, skill, and energy to actually achieve what you want. When you genuinely believe, "I can do this," your mind automatically starts showing you how. Consider the young woman who launched a mobile home sales agency with just $3,000, despite warnings about fierce competition and her complete lack of experience. Her unshakable belief attracted investors and manufacturer support. First-year sales? $1 million. She didn't have more resources than others. She had bigger belief. Meanwhile, countless more qualified people remained stuck, convinced success was for someone else. Your belief works like a thermostat, regulating what you accomplish. Set it at 72 degrees, and no matter how hot it gets outside, you'll stay at 72. Set your belief low, and you'll achieve accordingly. Set it high, and you'll grow to meet it. The real question isn't whether you're capable of more, it's whether you're willing to believe you are. Unsuccessful people excel at making excuses. This mental disease, excusitis, comes in four deadly strains. Health excusitis affects millions who surrender to physical ailments. Two men receive troubling heart news. One retreats in worry, the other plans his law career with renewed urgency. The difference isn't their health, it's their mindset. Intelligence excusitis traps nearly everyone. We underestimate ourselves while overestimating others. But what matters isn't how much intelligence you have, it's how you use it. A positive person with average intelligence outperforms a brilliant pessimist every time. When lawyers tried embarrassing Henry Ford with history trivia, he responded, "I can find that information in 5 minutes if I need it." Age excusitis comes in two flavors: I'm too old and I'm too young. A 40-year-old claiming age has only used 40% of their productive years. A 23-year-old worried about managing older employees succeeds by showing genuine respect and ignoring age consciousness. Luck excusitis might be most deceptive. Three junior executives blamed luck when George got promoted. Reality? George worked harder, performed better, and developed superior qualifications. Success isn't chance. It's preparation meeting opportunity. Fear, worry, tension, panic is success's greatest enemy. The cure isn't positive thinking. It's action. Navy recruits overcame water fear by jumping in, not through pep talks. When a retail buyer's sales dropped 7% while store sales rose 6%, he didn't freeze. He took decisive action: daily meetings, energizing staff, exploring backup options. Within weeks, his numbers surpassed the previous year. Your memory bank builds or destroys confidence. Deposit negative memories, failures, embarrassments, rejections, and that's what you'll withdraw when you need confidence most. Successful people refuse to dwell on unpleasant experiences. Many operate private museums of mental horror, constantly revisiting disappointments until they become giant obstacles. Your mind naturally wants to forget unpleasant things. Let it. Leaders agree there's a shortage of qualified people who can get things done. Mediocre ideas acted upon beat excellent ideas without follow-up. Action feeds confidence, inaction feeds fear. Don't wait for inspiration. Create it through mechanical action. A successful writer forces himself to write anything until his mind engages. Now is the magic word of success. Tomorrow and someday are synonyms for failure. Most people underestimate what's possible, what they deserve, what they can achieve. This shows up when you don't apply for the job you want, don't ask for the raise you deserve, or don't approach the prospect who could change your business. Big thinkers use language differently. Compare, it's no use, we're whipped, versus, we're not whipped yet, let's keep trying. Your words create pictures in your mind, and those pictures determine your actions. Use positive words to describe feelings, bright words to describe others, and encouraging language with everyone. Big thinkers see potential, not just current reality. One young man's philosophy, I'm determined not to let what I haven't got stop me. He visualized himself as the executive he would become, not the clerk he currently was. The price tag the world puts on you matches what you put on yourself. Harry, an accountant, rose to company president not because he was the best accountant, but because he took interest in the entire operation. While others maintained the, I'm doing my job and that's enough attitude, Harry saw himself as part of something larger. Big goals aren't necessarily harder than small ones. They just require you to believe they're possible. Creative thinking begins with believing something can be done. When asked if jails could be eliminated in 30 years, most say impossible. But when asked to assume it's possible and suggest how, dozens of solutions emerge. The word impossible is creativity's greatest enemy. A hardware store owner created a weekly improvement program by dividing her job into four elements: customers, employees, merchandise, and promotion. Every Monday, she dedicates 4 hours to review ideas and improve her business. This disciplined creativity led to 4 successful stores. Capacity is a state of mind. When you believe you can do more, your mind shows you how. Capture ideas immediately by writing them down. Ideas escape quickly if not recorded. Keep a notebook everywhere and review ideas regularly, discarding worthless ones and cultivating promising ones. 6 tools unlock creative thinking. Believe solutions exist and eliminate impossible from your vocabulary. Don't let tradition paralyze your mind. Ask daily, how can I do better, to find intelligent shortcuts. Practice asking and listening to gather raw material for decisions. Stretch your mind by associating with people who stimulate new ideas. Your mind mirrors the environment feeding it. Just as your body reflects what you eat, your mind reflects your psychological surroundings. Association with negative people breeds negative thinking. Companionship with ambitious people inspires ambition. 3 groups emerge in adult life: those surrendering to mediocrity, those who start hopeful but gradually quit, and the rare 2-3% who never surrender. This third group lives and breathes success. Average people laugh at big ambitions. Successful people take them seriously. Truly successful people are accessible and eager to help others succeed. It's the would-be big people who are difficult to approach. When seeking guidance, go first class. Consulting a failure about success is like asking someone who's never been healthy for medical advice. Your home environment dramatically impacts professional success. John fills weekends with varied activities: community service, home projects, cultural outings. Milton's unplanned weekends feature boredom and limited interaction. Over time, John's stimulating environment nourishes his thinking and creativity, while Milton's stagnant routine leaves him psychologically starved. To create an environment propelling you towards success, eliminate thought poison like gossip, circulate in new groups for psychological sunshine, seek advice exclusively from successful people, and go first class. Quality ultimately costs less than second-class alternatives. Every human being craves to feel important. When you fulfill this need, people naturally do more for you, and paradoxically, you feel more important yourself. Your attitude is a mirror that reflects your thinking. No words are needed. Attitudes sound through in phone greetings, facial expressions, and body language. To activate others, first activate yourself. An enthusiastic salesman creates enthusiastic buyers. An energized teacher engages students. Develop genuine enthusiasm by studying what doesn't initially interest you. Deep knowledge breeds natural interest. Put life into your handshakes. Smile with your eyes, not just your mouth. Make your thank yous meaningful. Speak with conviction. People follow those who believe what they say. Practice sincere appreciation with warm smiles and personalized compliments. Call people by their names, pronounced and spelled correctly. Share credit generously with subordinates. Put service first, money follows naturally. Always give people more than they expect. A Cincinnati gas station earned loyal customers simply by cleaning the inside of windshields. Going beyond expectations creates lasting impact. Success isn't reserved for the lucky few. It's available to anyone willing to think bigger than their current reality.